This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. We've been reading and studying the book of Deuteronomy, in which we discovered the faithfulness of God in providing what we need day by day. As a change of pace, let's read and study the first book of the New Testament, Matthew. In Deuteronomy, we saw glimpses of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, we will see God in flesh and blood. Yes, if you want to see God, then behold God the Son as he walks and works his way through the pages of this gospel. You will see God invading the ranks of humanity to lead men out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You will discover in your reading that the Christian life is Christ doing it all as he lives in us once we trust in him for salvation. He envelops and indwells all who are his. The Christian enjoys the riches, blessing, and comfort Christ alone can give. We cannot live right without him. So look to him as you observe how he relates to people in a whole array of situations and circumstances, touching them with his love and power. Listen to him speak. Reflect on how he answers genuine seekers, as well as those who attack him. Learn to trust in him for all you need. Then enjoy his presence, power, and love, and live. Earlier this year, I encouraged you to set a goal of reading through the Bible. As I pointed out, if you want to read through the Bible in 2 years, you will need to read, on average, 2 chapters a day. You can change the order in which you read. For example, when you've read the Pentateuch, read Matthew, then go back to Joshua. Feed on God's Word and be enriched for life.